Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney, joined by Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good to see you. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How'd the bye week treat you?
We had some good practices. Team is very focused on our preparation right now for Michigan State.
Do you look at the bye week as a time to go out recruiting or just, besides practice, hang out with your family, get to see what they're doing? I know I've read your daughter plays water polo. I mean, is that what the bye week's good for you?
It's good for preparation, an extra week of looking at your opponent. So we did that. Got some practices in, recruited. And also spent one full day with my family. So all those things.
We haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. It seems like at around halftime of the Penn State game, something clicked with this football team. It seems like that to us. Now, maybe not to you, because I know you were talking about making strides. But since that time, have you sensed a different football team out there?
As I said, weeks ago, maybe months, I mean, our players are playing with great effort. And it's so important to them. And when you have that, then you can get everything else. Definitely saw that coming. And now here we sit, getting ready for the Michigan State game, biggest game of the season. And, I really think that everything that's, come before is there. It's a part of this, but now it's a – this is a game of itself. This is a time of preparation, in itself. The great cliche of, really throwing out the records when you play this kind of game is maybe one of the ones that's the most true and, really has to be adhered to. So we are on our toes and making sure that our preparation is at the highest level.
Players have always said that, even older players, that the Ohio State game, there's the – dislike, but there's a respect. The Michigan State game, for some reason, is nastier. Do you agree with that, and why do you think that is, if true?
I just think it's – I don't agree with that. I think it's a very competitive, very intense game.
After the Iowa game, and I mentioned a second ago, strides, you guys beat Iowa 10-3, and you said you really felt like the offense was right there. And I think a lot of us said, And then you scored 42, 21, 45, and 38 in the 4 weeks since. So – obviously, you were making strides. Are you overall, pleased, happy, thrilled with the way the offense has been the last few weeks?
Yeah, really. I mean, like I said, it's true. It's now we're at this point and really just focused on, completely what we have to do in this game and getting ourselves ready, playing this big ball game against a team that put up 500 yards this past week on offense, has consistently played really good defense. Special teams, you got to be alert for everything. Mark D'Antonio, every fake known to man is you got to be on alert for. And he's a tremendous coach that does a great job motivating and preparing his football team. So, everything right now is focused on this ball game and getting ourselves ready for it.
In your press conference, you talked about the trick plays. How do you as a team prepare for that? Is it basically just your assignments? Like, they may be lining up for a field goal, but plan on playing defense as if they're about to throw the ball. I mean, how as a coach do you prepare your team for the potential for a fake?
Yeah, so you got to go back and look at all the formations, anything that they've shifted to. Anything that they've shifted to and then shifted back and kicked, or anything that they've shifted to and run a fake, and then not only that fake, but what else could come of that? What other, where are the eligibles? And even in the standard field goal formation, you have to be alert and know who the eligibles are. Did somebody come in and change a number, change a responsibility. Everything is understanding that there needs to be a defensive structure to the field goal block team. You know, there has to be a defensive mindset in terms of defending that field goal unit, because you know, they have proven that they will do it, then they have proven that they can do it successfully.
How tough are they to run against?
And the punt too. The same thing, same. The punt formation has to be looked at as a defensive stop. You have got to get them stopped and make sure that the punt is punted, and they don't pull a fake on you.
How tough are they to run against? Them up front with Williams and Willekes and all, they're guys who are really, really good.
Yeah, really veteran players on the Michigan State defense that you know, are really good, and they have proven to be, you know, one of the stingiest run defenses in the Big Ten and in the country.
When you see a guy like Willekes, who's basically a walk on, I'm sure you guys have had guys, Glasgow, who've walked on, True Wilson, or other people kind of missed. How does that happen in recruiting, where your guy in high school doesn't look that good, we'll let him walk on, and all, like Willekes is an All-American?
It can happen. Probably the most time that it happens is somebody is a late bloomer in terms of their physical development. Also, could have been that they had an injury in high school. Those are the two most common ways.
Defensively, and I guess I'm going to ask you an overall question again. And you're gonna
or maybe they played – play behind a really good player,
right?
You know,
you guys lost some really good players to the NFL off of last year's defense, which was an elite defense, and yet here you are again, once again, standings ratings wise amongst the elite. Can you talk about the way the defense is playing and what Don Brown has meant to you and meant to this defense, and the job he's doing?
He's doing a great job. Don Brown is you know, once again, you know, doing a great job, and yeah, you know, pretty much knowing that you have Don Brown on the staff coordinating, calling the defenses, you know, felt confident that he'd find a way, you know, and our defense is playing with great effort, and it means so much to him. And it's again, I think you know, you're seeing that again. And no, I can tell you what they're focused on. They're focused. Our defense, Don Brown, is completely focused on Michigan State.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm the one doing this interview, so I got to answer the question about what's been done in the past. But yeah, they're completely focused on defense in Michigan State, who put up 500 yards of offense last week, and going through, you know, going through everything.
It's interesting because a lot of the questions I've asked you, I've forgotten that it's been a week and a half since you last played against Maryland. So that game is way in the rearview mirror. So in some ways, the bye may have come at a perfect time, because you have these last three games, three really tough opponents, Michigan State, Indiana, and Ohio State. So it does kind of give you a chance to kind of put the past behind you and refocus on what's to come here.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't think anybody ever really knows until after you go through the next games, whatever schools of thought there are. But you know, this is the schedule, and you know, getting our team prepared for this game is of all importance.
When did you realize that Haskins was going to be such a valuable player on this offense? Because since he came in, the running game, not taking anything away from Zach, because he's been good too, but the offense has really taken off.
We started seeing it in some of the practices, you know, really before the Illinois game. So weeks ahead of that, you know, he didn't do a whole lot in spring. He was out a lot of the spring, but he just kept getting better and getting better, and then seeing some special things in practice, started going, this is really good. I mean, I remember one day calling up Hassan, because he had one of those types of practice, and just watching him be, you know, ascending and getting better and better every day. And then he started doing it in games. Same thing we're seeing in practice. So, you know, he's really done a tremendous job.
You popped up in the news late last week with an 11-team plan for a playoff, which I guess you had actually gave out in the spring, and we first heard about it at the end of last week. Is that some? Because I know last year when we talked to you, I think you said 16 teams, but now you've kind of trimmed that down to 11. Is that your ideal plan for a college football playoff?
You know, Brad Galley was just asking me that. You know, for the TV segment, yeah. I guess we're looking for things to talk about. But because he said, "How do you feel about it? And what do you think?" And what I feel and what I think is strictly on, you know, being on high alert and preparation for this game.
Okay.
There's really nothing, you know.
We'll ask you about it in the offseason.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
What about their quarterback, Brian Lewerke? What stuff does he do that worries you?
Hey, he's got a really good arm. He can really throw the ball to all spots in the field. And he's a strong runner. He can move the chains with his legs. He's slippery in the pocket. He avoids pressure and finds ways to, get the ball out and avoid the negative plays. All really, really good things. And I think he's definitely an experienced guy that's been behind center for a lot of snaps. So all those things are what you're looking at. He's got some very good receivers to throw to, and I thought their offensive line had a couple new players in it this past week that acquitted themselves very well as well. So it's a task, big one, and we're getting ready for it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
There he is, Jim Harbaugh, joining us here. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.